ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter number 29, entitled The Explanation of Devotional Service, Text number 6. Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha.
Iti Matur Vachas Lakshnam. Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Pritastam Karuna Attida,
Pritastam Karuna Attida,
Maitreya Uvacha,
Maitreya Uvacha,
Iti Matur Vachas Lakshnam,
Iti Matur Vachas Lakshnam,
Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Pritastam Karuna Attida,
Pritastam Karuna Attida,
Maitreya Uvacha,
Maitreya Uvacha,
Iti Matur Vachas Lakshnam,
Iti Matur Vachas Lakshnam,
Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Pratinandya Mahamuni,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Abhavasa Guru Shrestha,
Pritastam Karuna Attida,
Pritastam Karuna Attida.
Word to word meaning: Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya said.
Maitreya said.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Matu,
Matu
of his mother,
Vacha,
the words,
Lakshnam,
gentle,
Pratinandya,
welcoming,
Mahamuni,
the great sage Kapila,
Abhabhasa,
spoke.
Guru Shrestha,
O best among the Kurus,
O best among the Kurus,
Vidura,
Vidura,
Pritaha, pleased,
Tam,
to her,
Karuna,
with compassion,
Artidaha,
moved.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: Sri Maitreya said, O best among the Kurus, the great sage Kapila, moved by great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Purport: Lord Kapila was very satisfied by the request of his glorious mother, because she was thinking not only in terms of her personal salvation, but in terms of all the fallen conditioned souls. The Lord is always compassionate towards the fallen souls of this material world, and therefore He comes Himself or sends His confidential servants to deliver them. Since He is perpetually compassionate towards them, if some of His devotees also become compassionate towards them, He is very pleased with the devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that persons who are trying to elevate the condition of the fallen soul, His beloved mother was very compassionate towards the fallen souls. He was pleased and He also became compassionate towards her. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gananjanasalakya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీగురు పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరిజాతాం సగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభాను సుధరేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంచకల్పతరువ్యస్య కృపా సింధువేవ చ పరీతానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత శివాసారి గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ది బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఐ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సో when I read this verse before, my first thought was, why Maitreya was here? I was a little confused. So later on, I went through, this is a conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. So Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a conversation between many devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam has been repeated over the history. Initially, Krishna giving to Brahma in the seed verse, four seed verse in second canto. Then we see Ananta Shesh speaking to four Kumaras. Then Sukhdev Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Then Suta Goswami speaking to the sages of Naimisaranya. So at different level, the Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken to different devotees. And we see that this is, you know, conversation in a conversation. So is actual this chapter is the teachings of Kapiladev, Lord Kapila. So Lord Kapila is an incarnation of Krishna. So he is instructing his mother. And this chapter, Mother Devahuti again asking some questions. If you see, in our daily life, we are always asking some question, or either we are answering some question. So we cannot live without asking question or answering question. So it's an integral part. Doesn't matter whether what profession or what background or whichever ethno culture, you are always asking question and answering. But in spite of asking so many questions in our life, we are not satisfied. This is because in the spiritual world, there is only one question and there is only one discussion, that is about Krishna. So everyone asks questions about Krishna. Where is Krishna? What is he doing? What color dress he wearing? Where we'll meet? Where we'll have lunch? Where we'll go picnic? Which demon to kill? And where to take bath? So these are the questions the boys are asking. And the gopis are asking to different people. Did you see Krishna? Did Krishna go this way? What color dress now wear? I can't able to see Krishna. When will Krishna come this side? So either separation or reunion or with Krishna, either without Krishna, everyone is asking about Krishna and talking about Krishna. This is our original nature. But because we are here, this material world, so we are perverted reflection. So in our original state, we have a particular rasa with Krishna. So five primary rasa is there, either Madhurya or Vatsalya or Sakya, Dasya or Shanta. And questions are around in that rasa. So because we are having different rasa with, we have developed so many relations and so many objects of attachment and affections we have developed, and our questions are surrounded that. So that is why, you know, you can see there are so many literature, so many newspaper, so many magazines, so many things are there which are talking not about Krishna and completely not satisfied. If we can able to connect back and ask, inquire about Krishna, then the real satisfaction come to the soul. So Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things. This is Prabhupada writing in the purport to the questions asked by the sages. It's interesting that Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter is questioned by the sages. So usually question starts at the end, but here right in the first chapter itself, question and answer. That makes it very clear the standard of the literature and the standard of scripture, very, very high. It's not a monotone, like one person is speaking and finishing the whole book. It is like the questions are put forth so that not only for them, for anyone who comes in the future also can be get clarified. So when the sages were asking this question to Suta Goswami, he is so glad, and he is telling that these questions are so great because this is going to benefit the whole humanity. Questions are such a thing like this is going to benefit. And if you see now, this we are in sixth verse. The first five verse of this chapter is only questions asked by Devahuti. So she is asking, first question, can you explain the path of devotional service? Because now we have to understand, now Devahuti is going to practice this path, and she is interested and she wants to know about this path. This is very instructive for us as well. If we are in this particular path, we should know about this path. We should know where we are going to go. So first we have to inquire, what is our goal of Krishna consciousness? Where I am going to go? So much description is given about spiritual world. Why? Because if you are attracted to the goal, then automatically you will inquire about the process. If if you see all the travel package, all the tourism, they will show you the photos of the places. The wonderful beach resort, wonderful 3-day package. In outside of the travel agent, they will put that picture. Right? So they will not show you how much it is cost, how you are going to get there, what is the means of transport, how long you have to trek. No, they will not tell you. They will show you the destination first. Sir, this is your destination. Hawaii Islands, like that. Isn't it? So they make you attracted towards the destination. And then when you are interested about the destination, automatically you will inquire, oh, how do I get there? How much I should pay? What are the procedure? What should I take? How long I can take time? So this interests you.
And date also.
Sorry?
The date also. Date also.
Yeah, date.
Time.
Time. So, you know, this interests us. So, if we are in Krishna consciousness and we don't know where we are going, or we are not very clear about the goal, then how are we going to practice? Then we will not have interest in the process. So, the Mother Devahuti is asking this question. Please explain this path of devotional service, which is the ultimate end of all philosophical system. Second question she is asking, explain the cycle of birth and death to me and to all, so they become detached. So, in order to begin bhakti, we need some detachment. Certain detachment is required to just to start with bhakti. So she is asking this cycle of birth and death. Even in our preaching attempt or something, we will explain what you are undergoing at this moment. What is the kind of problem you are facing? How this material world treating you? And what is the problem? Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, right? So because the people can relate to it, people can understand where they are. This is the sambandha. So first we are explaining the sambandha, not with Krishna, but at least with the material world. So we are explaining this, how you are undergoing. The problem is so much. Once you know, once you convince, then you will like to give up this material world. Okay, I'm suffering here. I don't want to suffer anymore. I'm undergoing severe problem. I don't want to come here. So that time we give Krishna. Okay, here is the alternative pill for you. This is your diagnosis and this is the medicine. So then they will get attracted towards Krishna. So this is again Devahuti's second question is very important. She is saying, and Kapila Muni will explain this further in the coming chapters. He will explain the full detail of living entity, how it is changing and how it is transforming. It's like a diploma in doctorate, you know, embryology will begin. You can, you know, he will explain complete each and every stage of the living entity. What is undergoing, how we are entrapped in the womb, and all the details are given. So this is answered in the coming chapters. And then third question she is asking. She is asking, describe time. And people performing pious activities. So she's telling, because the time is very mystical and magical. But the influence of time, everyone can understand. Everyone knows the influence of time. From a child to old age, anyone in the spectrum can relate and can explain their influence of time. How time is flying. How hours and minutes are going. Especially in Australia, if you are hourly paid, you know. Right? Every hour counts, every minute counts, right? So we know the influence of time. Weekly, monthly, fortnightly, everything we know. Because this will create a fear in us. Time will create a fear. Doesn't matter, spiritual or material. Time is going, you know, I have to do project. End up, you know, close date is coming, I have to finish, production I have to move, right? So everything, you know, it creates fear. So out of fear, people will think, okay, what is my going to be when I leave my body? Let me do some pious activity. I want to go to heavenly planets. I want to do some pious activity so that my future generation, future, you know, destination would be proper situated. I can enjoy more. Right now I'm enjoying, I can enjoy after death also. So Devahuti, you know, explaining, he's asking question, explain the time factor. so that people will perform some pious activity. So these are the questions she is asking. And she is glorifying. In the last verse before this, she is comparing the Supreme Lord, the Kapila Dev, as a sun who can illuminate, who can dissipate all the darkness. Because what Prabhupada is also writing in the purport, that people, they don't have eyes to see their own interest. They cannot see. Whatever they can achieve or they're going to get, it's going to be material things and it's going to finish at the time of death, which is not going to really benefit. So please, you are like the sun who can illuminate all the darkness. So this is Devahuti saying. And this whole chapter, we saw this question, this whole chapter talks about three aspects. First is, it talks about bhakti, but affected by the gunas. That means, devotional service is transcendental to the modes of material nature. But the executor of devotional service comes under the qualities of material nature. So it's not devotional service is affected by the modes, but the people who are performing devotional service comes under goodness, passion and ignorance, and how they perform this devotional service is explained in this chapter. Then the second thing, because she asked about the, you know, compassionate, this chapter also talks about giving respect to all living beings. How can you see yourself as a spirit soul and others as well? So, in this context, if you see Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the pastimes start because there was a lack of respect. In fact, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken because Maharaj Parikshit didn't give proper respect to the sage, and the sage son didn't give proper respect to Maharaj Parikshit. Even, you know, I was reading the pastime of Rudrasur, or, you know, the Samudra Mountain. Both Indra, he didn't give proper respect to Brihaspati, he didn't give proper respect to Dhruvasamuni. Even the pastime year back, you know, that is also Balram. Even Ram. So many pastime, even the killing of Romaharsan. So we can see so many pastimes. A simple act. It's not about the external, but the attitude and the intention of the person. That what was counted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see how it's very helpful if we can go through this chapter, that it explains how can we give respect to living entities. And the last it covers is the power of time. How time influences. Now, before 2-3 chapter, we also talked about devotional service. This chapter also talking about devotional service. So we have to understand here that devotional service is the ultimate end of all philosophical system. What majorly focusing on this section of Bhagavatam is Sankhya philosophy. It's analytical study. It's a very philosophical, very knowledgeable section. So one should not be carried away by this knowledge aspect and not develop any bhakti. This is very important. That's why Devahuti asking this question again and again about devotional service. So if we don't develop bhakti out of this knowledge, then, you know, it's compared like asking, you know, the paddy. You know, we used to beat the to get the, you know, grain. If the grain is not there, what is the point of beating, you know, the paddy?
Ask.
Yeah. So this is very important that we understand that this section, that devotional service is developed. Otherwise, philosophy can lead to mental speculation and it can be dry. So Prabhupada's, you know, famous quote in Bhagavad Gita is that philosophy and religion has to go hand in hand. Philosophy without religion is mental speculation or dry. Religion without philosophy is fanatism or sentimentalism. So this has to go parallelly so that we don't go extreme either of both directions. And Prabhupada also writes, there are two classes of men. Some consider themselves intellectually advanced and simply speculate and meditate. And others are sentimental and have no philosophical basis for their proposition. Neither of these can achieve the highest goal of life. Or if they do, it will take them many, many years. So that's why this section is, you know, because of Prabhupada's purpose, I would say, the devotional aspect has been stressed in spite of this, you know, philosophical, knowledgeable section of analytical study of material nature. And also, this section not only talks about material nature, it also talks about the Supreme Lord and the Jiva. How the living entity trapped in the material nature, and understanding the material nature, how the living entity can unentangle, at the same time develop devotion to the Supreme Lord. So this is again another important, covering, you can say, trying to understand. Now coming to this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, here the quality which is stressed and important is compassion. It is first I'll talk about the transformation of Mother Devahuti. If you see, if you have followed this section of Bhagavatam, Devahuti, coming from a very aristocratic family and a rich background, and she didn't expect that her husband will leave and walk away and take sannyas. So that time she was asking question to her husband and also to Lord Kapila. So that time her question was, I'm going to be alone. The daughters are going to get married. Who will protect me? I need fearlessness. Otherwise I'm very fear. And this material energy has cheated me. This illusory energy has cheated me. Even though I'm associating with you, I just wasted all my time in enjoying the senses. Then to Kapila she is asking, I have attached to these objects. How can I get out of this material entanglement? How can I overcome these material desires? So if you see, more or less the questions are centered about herself or about her, you know, getting some kind of relief from this material thing, or something which true with herself. Even that is glorious, because even a single person wants to get out of this material entanglement is so glorious. So even that time also Kapila Dev was happy and smiling. Now the Lord even more happy, because She is moving from the question about herself to the welfare of broader audience. Questions which will benefit more people. Questions for other living entities.
Everybody.
For everybody. So this is, I find, very interesting in our own Krishna consciousness as well. So when we come early to Krishna consciousness, we think about ourselves. We think about my bhakti, my sadhana, how I can, you know, get Krishna prem, how I, you know, get prasad. About myself, my bhakti and my world. Me and Krishna alone. Like that. This is initial. This is glorious. There's nothing wrong in it. There's nothing wrong in it. Asking question about one's own Krishna consciousness. Of course, yeah. Then the association of devotees, here in this case Kapila Dev, right? How the association transformed a person. By just associating with devotees and the purification process start, then you wonder, come on, wait a minute. I'm here for some time now. There are people outside also. Why they are not coming in? I should do something about themselves. I should ask question about themselves. Then your question changes. How can I preach? How can I do book distribution? How can I do this? How can I do that? How can I do the program? Your question changes. Then you become more and more and more selfless. And you are worried about other living entities. It doesn't matter whether I get prasadam or not. It doesn't matter whether I'm, you know, attending the program or not. But I want others to come. See, this is this I find very interesting in the questions of Devahuti. And there is a benediction also, if you see. That the Lord is saying, the person who is giving this knowledge to others are very, very dear to me. So we want mercy, we want compassion. This is the trick. The Lord is saying that if you are compassion to other living entities, then I am compassion towards you. If you are giving mercy to others, then I give more mercy to you. So, it's a very good deal. It's like, you know, one can straight away, you know, start their account.
Best deal.
Just give Krishna consciousness to others and the Krishna will protect you. And Krishna will take care of you, all your needs and all your things. So this is one aspect. And the next thing which I notice is that the devotee by nature wants to awaken everyone. A devotee is naturally a preacher. It's not very artificial for a devotee to become a preacher or to enlighten others. If we can see ourselves, if we get a time, we talk about Krishna. We get a chance, we insert some, you know, some program or something, some invite, something. We're always thinking, you know, where is the opportunity and chance where I can, you know, strike in a conversation. Sorry? Kirtan and dance, yeah. So, some or other we are, you know, natural preachers. And if we say, suppose, in this section that there is a state that they have, that other people, they don't have eyes to see their own interest. Here, what I call is life bar. Or a caliber bar. So one side of the bar is bright, you know, no darkness. And the other side is the darkness. So we have two needs. Prabhupada writes in the purport that we have two needs. One is material needs and eternal need. So material need means basically addressing our need of our body. And eternal need means basically we are addressing our spirit soul. So if we take care of our material need, then that civilization which is advancing towards material is nothing but moving towards the dark side of the scale. Yeah, we are moving towards the dark side. If we are inquiring about our own self and our own interest and the interest of others, then we are moving towards Krishna, that is the bright side of our life. So we need to assess ourselves, which side of our scale we are at this moment and how I am going to progress. Because Prabhupada said in Sri Upanishad, there is one statement that the knowledge and this material advancement leading person, taking people in that kind of civilization means converting humans into asses. So work hard, work by, consume, die. Right? No need to think of anything, no need to, you know, basically don't worry. Just do it. Whether you know, that's the moment. Don't need to think about future, what are you going, and there's nothing, don't worry, just momentarily pressure and then keep going. Right? So that is moving towards the dark side. And Prabhupada says, in the dark side if you go, there is no refreshment. It's a dungeon, dark, humid. Imagine, you're going into no light zone. There is no refreshment. No refreshment means chewing the chew. There is no fresh things there. Then, because there is no refreshment, you will get fatigued. Because you are fatigued, you will get frustrated. So Prabhupada, you know, nicely put. And you try different method to come over this fatigueness. Yes, Prabhupada.
Depression.
Yes.
Frustration, fatigue, depression.
Depression. Yeah, so because you are trying different method to remove this fatigue and fail miserably, and you get confused. What am I doing? You know, it didn't work at all. You're trying different method to overcome this fatigueness, and eventually you end up frustrated and miserable. But there is one hope. At least for myself, I can see in the close to the dark side, but there is one hope. Even this material world is naturally dark. Right? We need artificial lighting to light up this place. Even our heart is also dark. But we have two things. We have sun and the moon, who is lighting up this world. Similarly, we have Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They are the sun and the moon in our life. And they can illuminate our heart. And they can illuminate the whole world. And these two personalities are the only hope in Kali Yuga. If we can only call out their name, they can easily take you from the darkest of the darkest region to the brightest side of your life. Otherwise, how is it possible? In Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu appeared as Krishna in the mood of Radharani. The people appeared as Madai in the mood of Jagai, like, you know. These are the people. Then Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they can deliver people like Jagai and Madai. So these are the our heart is also dark, right? And this material world is also dark. And we are, the civilization, the advancement, whatever, we are moving towards darker region. No doubt about it. Where is the hope? And these two personalities are the only hope. If we can pray to them, and definitely they're going to help us. And soon the sun is going to appear on Sunday. So take this opportunity and pray to them. And their glance alone can mitigate all the miseries. And they can bestow, you know, Krishna prem, you know, freely. Yeah. So this is compassion. And they're setting their highest example. If we can able to develop that kind of compassion, then we're going to attract the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll leave it here. If you have anyone have any comments, correction, questions, you can ask.
I have got a couple of comments.
Yeah, sure, bro.
Like Devaki.
Yeah.
Is asking our son.
Yeah.
My mother told me when I was 5 years old only. I still remember. He said, if you don't become a devotee, then you have to go to another womb, which can be either a human being or an animal womb.
Oh.
So everything will depend. He used to say, Kulnat Jalini, Yakshar Shayam, Trai Murari, Trai Murari. When you were in my womb, you have so much problem, so much difficulty. You not remember how much pain, how much suffering.
The section.
So, if you don't want to get the same problem again, you have to do devotional service. That's why I'm here.
Hare Krishna.
Your lecture reminds me of a few more things.
Yeah.
Your thing, everybody can
pass this mic to me.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
On 21st August 1973, Srila Prabhupada gave a very wonderful lecture in London. 21st August 1973.
Yeah.
That was next day of Janmashtami.
Okay.
So Prabhupada said that I have got a way from this human birth, I can take it to spiritual world. So you don't have to come back. No birth and disease at all. That means immortality. What scientists are trying to do, they are trying to prolong your life. But still you have to die. Whether you are in Brahma Loka or wherever you are, you have to die. Even Brahma has to die. He might be having very long life. But I am telling you a way in which you can become immortal. And everybody should listen to that lecture. I will try to get a copy and give it to everyone. And he has told so much thing. And the reference was Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 14 verse. The Peek Shabha. So he was telling how much suffering we have got. We don't realize how much suffering we are having. And we are trying to adjust those sufferings and problems. This is what we are doing. And as you said, we are running into the darkest region. In the fifth canto, the such words help. So we have to be very careful what we are doing, because from this body, from our action, we are living another body.
Yeah.
So if we are not careful, if we are not awake. So what you are trying to do is trying to make everybody awake.
Yeah.
And be careful about this.
Yeah.
The second point I wanted to make was on 2nd March, they were with Swami in the lecture here.
Yes, yes.
A very wonderful lecture. What he was emphasizing, information and transformation.
Yeah.
If we haven't got information, that means knowledge. If we are in darkness, we can never go, any transformation can never happen. So by Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are getting so much information. Prabhupada alone has given so much information to us how to transform. So if we don't utilize our information, we will never get any transformation. I'll tell you my personal problem. I like to lecture very much because you have solved my problem. I have got a daughter and every time, every month she is asking only money. And why? For personal use, personal gratification. So, how much money can you send? We haven't got unlimited amount. Only Krishna has unlimited amount. So if she wants money, she has to go to Krishna. Then only her problem can be solved. So that's what I would like to her today. On the basis of your lecture. So thank you very much, Manmohan Prabhu, for a wonderful lecture. This is open the eye. It opened the eyes of everybody.
No.
Thanks again for the microphone.
Request your blessing. Yes.
Prabhuji, we see in the Western world there is so much mental health diseases.
Yeah.
Especially like for my, I can tell you myself, I myself was diagnosed with one particular disease. And does chanting is considered to be the medicine for all the diseases. So will chanting help me or help the general people who are suffering from mental health disease? To recover from the disease, or do you think
they are
still up to
the
medicine?
Chanting is spiritual and body is material. So even if I get ill, I have to take medicine to take care of my body. So Krishna didn't say that chanting will help your physical. Of course, chanting will help you mental equilibrium. That is mantra, that's why Maha Mantra. But certain bodily ailments, we need to take guidance from doctors and everyone. So you cannot be like, completely give up and say, oh, chanting will help everything. I will not eat, I will not take medicine. Then that will, what will happen is, in a period of time, you will not be able to chant only. So Maya is so powerful, what we think that we are very capable of, Maya will use that to defeat ourselves. So whatever skill, whatever talent, whatever knowledge, whatever we have, that will be the loophole for Maya to enter and defeat us. So if we think this chanting I'm doing good, I don't want to take medicine, Maya will use that only and you will stop chanting. Because you know, medicine help us to keep in a particular state because of our karma and certain condition we have got this body. We cannot change. We don't have to really worry about what is my bodily condition. But right now I have particular sadhana going on. And if the medicine is helping me to do that sadhana, then better take that. Because we are an organization where we have to deal with devotees. We cannot practice bhakti by alone. And to deal and to have good relation with devotees, we need proper mental equilibrium and also we need proper behavior, proper etiquette. So for all these things, we need to check and balance and, So, is it okay?
Can I add? few more things from what you said. Attentive chanting is the most important thing. Attentive and respectful. We have to ask Radharani and Krishna, please give me service and with love and affection. And attentive chanting is the most important. Holy name. Otherwise, as you say, we can be chanting whole life and we are not attentively hearing the holy name.
Yeah.
With each mother, we have to do full 16 words.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada was saying in the daily class, in one, you have to say full 16. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We have to hear all 16 words. And then go. So it can't be quick chanting.
I'll think.
Answer.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
If you finish, and you make
the access. Yeah. Shantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. This door is locked because there is some electrical work.